This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Preschool education is a hot topic around the country. In New Hampshire, advocates and educators have tried for years to get more funding for early learning programs without much luck. A Washington, D.C. organization called Save the Children Action Network, or SCAN, wants to change that by making preschool a political issue in the Granite State. The group has adopted a strategy that is a textbook example of how special interests try to shape debate on public policy in the state. NHPR digital reporter Brian Walston has been reporting on SCAN's activities in New Hampshire, and he's here to talk about what he's learned. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Peter.
Start by telling us a little about Save the Children Action Network and how it ended up in New Hampshire.
Sure. SCAN is the tax-exempt political arm of the Save the Children Foundation, which is a child welfare organization that's been around for about 75 years. They've given SCAN $13 million over the last couple of years to advocate in the political arena for expanding access to early childhood education. Now, the group set up shop in New Hampshire in 2015 because New Hampshire is one of the few states in the country that doesn't spend state dollars on preschool programs. Since then, the group has spent quite a bit of money here, especially on the governor's race, $400,000 worth of digital ads and mailers and some polling just on the primary alone. That's way more than any other independent group.
And you reported that SCAN was also involved in last year's municipal elections in Manchester and in the New Hampshire presidential primary earlier this year.
That's right. During the primary, they sponsored a series of high-profile televised forums last year. Their volunteers were able to get about a dozen presidential candidates on the record with their ideas for how to increase funding for early childhood education. They were also able to videotape one-on-one conversations with a few of the candidates, which they used as part of a digital campaign to spread their message. In Manchester, they put together a pretty effective grassroots campaign in support of more than 20 candidates for school board and the Board of Aldermen. Their volunteers went into every ward in the city, pretty much knocking on doors and handing out literature. They also made about 8,000 phone calls, and the group bought radio and print ads as well. They ended up spending almost $90,000, and 13 of the candidates they supported won their races. And that's given SCAN a political foothold in a city with a high percentage of low-income families who can't afford preschool for their children.
I think most people would agree that preschool education is important for children, but there's always disagreement over how to pay for it. How does SCAN address that issue?
Well, this is where their lobbyists and policy experts come in. In the last 2 years, SCAN employed a handful of lobbyists to talk to lawmakers about something called social impact bonds as a way to finance early learning programs. It's sometimes called the pay-for-success model. It works, but banks, charities, and other private entities would step in and pay the program's startup costs if the program meets its goals by saving on, say, special education costs. The state pays back the investors with interest. If not, the investors, not the taxpayers, are on the hook. Now, SCAN helped draft two bills in New Hampshire, one in 2015 and one earlier this year, that set up a process for awarding pay-for-success contracts. Both failed, partly because the model is so new and untested. There are fewer than a handful of pay-for-success finance programs around the country that have been around long enough to be properly evaluated, and the results of those programs have been mixed. It's still considered something of an experiment.
And so now what?
Well, I'm sure we're going to see another attempt to get something through the legislature. State Senator David Waters, who sponsored the previous two bills, told me more and more people are beginning to see early childhood education as not only good for families and children, but for the state's economy as well. He's going to introduce another bill next year. That said, the way these things work, it could be a few years before the funding is available and another few years before there are any results. But the folks at SCAN say they're in it for the long haul. I mean, they've continued to meet with child advocates, lawmakers, and state officials about how to get a bill to the governor's desk. And if SCAN has any say in it, that will be Colin Van Oostern. They've endorsed the Democratic nominee and say they're planning direct mail and digital ad campaigns to support him through the general election.
All right. Well, Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
That's NHPR's Brian Walston, and you can find his reporting at our website, nhpr.org.